Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you see this?
What?
This is one of those studies. It's like, why'd you have to study this? Duh. Okay. Here's the headline. Money really does lead to a more satisfying life. Look at this. I want you to look at this.
Okay.
This is a study they spent money on to tell us that if you have money in life, you're going to live a more satisfying life. Hello?
So here's what they did. They studied lottery people, okay, people that play the lottery. They studied the people that play the lottery and lose. And they studied the people that play the lottery and win. And shockingly, they found that lottery winners were substantially more satisfied with their lives than the lottery losers.
Oh, shocker. Oh, my God, shocker. Why do you think we all play?
I know.
Because we want a better life.
This is the dumbest study on the planet. And I bet they got government funds to study this.
I'll bet you they paid at least $500,000 to do that study.
For sure. That is crazy. Lottery losers? Not so happy. Lottery winners? Super duper happy.
Let me ask you something. Okay, you got, and I know that you hear the horror stories of God, how my life was ruined because I won the lottery. But let me tell you something. You got a guy over here on the right, broke as a joke, poor guy, barely living in a double wide, okay? Then you got the guy over here on the left. He's got $2 million in the bank. Who do you think's happier?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'll tell you who, the guy on the left.
I don't know.
The study's over. Okay, pay me the $500,000. Study done.
I don't know.
Right?
Well, I think here's what, because we brought up Robin Leach. I think I was happier when I didn't know what money was. You know, just living as a little 8-year-old, 7-8-year-old kid and not knowing that we didn't have stuff. That was a pretty great life. Like, I felt like we were rich. We weren't. But the way my dad raised us with, you know, camping and fishing, and we were doing cool stuff like always water skiing, and all my friends wanted to be me, you know, but I mean, we have to scrape up money for gas for the boat.
Yeah.
But it was a great life. I didn't know that we were broke, except for that day my dad said we couldn't afford that damn Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
That was a sad day.
Yeah, Dairy Queen, you can't afford it. He said things are tight at that point.
Well, because he didn't get paid in the summer because he was a teacher.
Well, I knew growing up, nobody had to hit me over the head with a bat. We were broke. I mean, broke.
Well, you were government cheese people, right?
I mean, we were meeting the truck for the government cheese.
my dad was always pissed off at your family.
Yeah, and cause... I knew that my buddy Gary lived up the road and in a brick home. Oh, I was so...
See, my mom and dad were mad at the government cheese people because they're like, we both have jobs. Why don't we get some free cheese?
That cheese was delicious, too. It really was.
Was it?
I liked
it. Real good.
I miss it.
What years were that? Like the 70s, right?
I don't know, but we had government cheese. Yeah, it was like the 70s or so.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, so get back to the study.
Okay.
Come on, people. Really?
I don't know, BJ. I know some rich people, and they seem really unhappy. They are controlling, though. Yeah. I told you this story. So my friends are really, 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 really wealthy, and they have a lot of different properties around the world. Boy, are they controlling about who gets to use them and who doesn't get to use them, and like their own kids, like they can't use them. It's weird.
Yeah.
You know what? I told you that off the air.
I understand. I know everybody has problems, no matter how much money
right,
you have.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
But rich people are happier.
Well, I mean, but she's so controlling. Like, her son wanted to use the jet to fly somewhere. I don't want to give too many details.
Wants to use the jet.
And she wouldn't let him use the jet.
Oh, poor kid.
But that's kind of, if my dad had a jet, I'd be pissed. Would you be mad if your dad had a jet and you couldn't use it?
I assume if my dad had a jet, I'd have a lot of things. So I don't know if I'd be upset about the jet.
I'd kind of be pissed.
I don't know.
I'd be like, what do you mean, Bob?
I can't put myself in that world. I don't even know what that would be like, okay? So it's hard for me to...
It's like this. Daddy, I went to use the jet.
No.
You can't.
That's my jet. You don't use the jet until you're 30.
Right. And they put like things on them. Like I told you, my one friend, she put a thing like however much her kid makes. Like if he makes $20,000 when he's 17, then she'll double his money. But whatever he makes, she'll double. But he has to earn a living every year. And that's what her will says, that it'll double it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that way she knows he won't be lazy.
That's innovative.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That pissed me off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.